WSN WVIP HD2, New Rochelle.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama says don't blame him for what's happening in the Republican Party. The 2016 race, a hot topic during a joint news conference with Canada's new prime minister. Fox News Radio's John Decker live at the White House.
The president pushed back against attacks that he's the one responsible for the rise of Donald Trump and the tumultuous state of the Republican Party, arguing that Trump's views on domestic and international affairs represent the Republican mainstream.
And in fact, in terms of his positions on a whole range of issues, they're not very different from any of the other candidates.
The president said that Trump may simply be more provocative in terms of how he says his positions. By contrast, the president praised the tone and direction of the Democratic Party primary, though he has still not endorsed a candidate. Lisa?
John, lawyers for House Speaker Paul Ryan sending a cease and desist letter to a super PAC that's trying to draft him into the presidential race. A spokesman for Ryan says they don't want anyone misled into supporting that group. Flooding up to the rooftops in parts of Louisiana.
Our backyards like a river, a lake.
The National Guard making high water rescues on a third day of heavy rain from a slow-moving storm system already blamed for 3 deaths in Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma.
There is flash flooding going on right now. It's parts of Texas, throughout Louisiana, Arkansas, into Mississippi, and up in towards Tennessee.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Time to check the freezer. Nestle announcing a voluntary recall of several products that might contain small pieces of glass, including a limited number of DiGiorno pizzas, Stouffer's lasagnas and souffles, and Lean Cuisine pizzas, raviolis, and paninis. The potential problem is an ingredient they all have in common, spinach. No injuries reported. An intruder shot and killed by a homeowner in Mississippi early today turns out to be the rape and murder suspect who broke out of a county jail last week. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-729-7081 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-729-7081. That's 800-729-7081. Again, 800-729-7081.
Public's final chance to pay respects underway at the Reagan Library as the former First Lady lies in repose for a second day.
Yesterday, more than 3,000 people came here to the Reagan Library to pay their final respects to Nancy Reagan. In fact, last night when they were about to close the library, there were still some 1,000 people in line. And everyone that we talked to said that it was well worth the wait.
I just feel that she's a role model to all women, and I think she's the mold that all future first ladies should follow. Amazing person.
We're committed to each other, and that commitment carried on in his presidency.
Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest tomorrow, 11 o'clock here on the West Coast.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. She'll be buried next to the former president. Charges could come soon against hacking suspects with ties to the Iranian government. They're accused in the breach of a command and control system for a suburban New York dam 3 years ago, at a time when Iranians were also suspected of targeting financial institutions in the U.S. A law enforcement source telling Fox News the Justice Department will announce charges next week. Another reality TV star under arrest.
Pawn Stars Austin Russell, a.k.a. Chumlee, has been arrested on charges of possessing drugs and a weapon after police serving the reality star a warrant for an alleged sexual assault found marijuana and methamphetamine, as well as a weapon. Russell wasn't booked for the sex crime allegation. Las Vegas police say that part of the investigation, stemming from a recent complaint by a woman, is under investigation. Russell was being held pending an initial court appearance on 19 drug possession charges and one weapons charge. His bail was set at $62,000. A spokesman for A&E Network and the History Channel have not commented. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks are still lower. Not as much as they had been, though. The Dow's down 59 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
From the WVOX News Center, I'm Don Murley. Officials have confirmed a gas leak yesterday morning at the New Rochelle High School. Gas fumes surfaced at 10 o'clock, prompting an evacuation. Students returned to the building a short time later. The fire department and Con Ed have yet to identify the source of the fumes. A Yonkers man is looking at 7 years in prison. Antoine Simmons has been found guilty of vehicular manslaughter and driving while on drugs. Prosecutors say Simmons lost control as he drove on Rumsey Road in October of 2014. They claim he crashed into a tree driving so fast that the car got split in half. The collision killed a passenger immediately. Toxicology tests show Simmons was under the influence of PCP and marijuana at the time. Several New York state agencies and their partners remind motorists of the dangers of drowsy driving ahead of daylight savings time. The Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation, Thruway Authority, Department of Health, and others are raising awareness of the potential effects of the time change on our sleeping schedules and routines, reminding drivers that sleeplessness can slow reaction time, impair vision and judgment, and delay the processing of information, increasing the odds of a crash, injuries, and even death on New York State roads. A Stay Awake, Stay Alive message will be displayed on message boards along the New York State Thruway, the I-87 Northway, and other major roads across the state during Sleep Awareness Week all this week. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is among 21 Democratic attorneys general calling on Senate GOP leaders to move promptly to fill vacancies on the Supreme Court. In a letter to Senate leaders, they say delaying a hearing on a vote on a nominee would undermine the rule of law, noting that states rely on the Supreme Court to resolve disputes. And that's what's happening. From the WVOX News Center, I'm Don Murley.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather on 1460 WVOX.
Forecast of Westchester County and the vicinity for tonight. Cloudy, rain likely through the evening hours, and patchy fog overnight, lows into the lower 50s. Mostly sunny on Friday. Temperatures will range near 60. Clear skies at night, 35 to 40. Still above normal temperatures as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny, highs around 60 on Saturday. Partly to mostly cloudy for Sunday, into the upper 50s. Periods of rain possible by Monday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr., reporting for 1460 WVOX.
Partly sunny, 75.
Thank you for joining us on 1460 WVOX, America's great community radio station where many different voices are heard in the land. Opinions expressed on our community and open line programs are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. As always, we're privileged to amplify the voice of the people here on Vox Populi, 1460, and worldwide at WVOX.com for you and yours.
Coming to you live from Studio One at Broadcast Forum in New Rochelle, New York. This is the voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
The world, the nation.
This is the Matthew Mary Show with distinguished criminal defense attorney Matthew J. Mary. Join Matthew in the conversation about criminal law, legal issues, world news, national news, and just about anything else from religion to baseball.
You can join the conversation at 914-636-0110.
Now, the Matthew Mary Show. Here is distinguished criminal defense attorney Matthew J. Mary.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Matthew Mary Show. This is Matthew J. Mary on this beautiful spring-like Thursday afternoon. Before we get to our guest and get back to the 2016 presidential campaign, I just want to announce that next week I will not be here. Instead, WVOX will broadcast their annual St. Patrick's Day broadcast in honor of Honorable Herman Geist and the late Sal Generoso, who's a wonderful man from a wonderful family and is well-remembered here in the New Rochelle community. The broadcast will be live from Dudley's Park View at Hudson Park, New Rochelle, overlooking the Long Island Sound. So I hope everyone can get out there in person, if not, to be listening on St. Patrick's Day to WVOX, 1460 AM. What else? All right, today is the 93rd Matthew Mary Show. We are beginning our third year here at WVOX, And I want to thank everyone at WVOX, including Nick, my technician, and Don, the station manager. Most of all, the great Bill O'Shaughnessy, who gave me the opportunity to have a show here. And it's really a great place to be. People let you do what you want to do. And it's just a wonderful place to be. So I'm very grateful to Bill O'Shaughnessy for giving me the opportunity to be on radio as a radio talk show host. Now, today's guest has been with us before. He was on show number 70 and show number 86 not too long ago. He is a professor. He has written a book called Assassinations, Threats, and the American Presidency, from Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama. He is on the lecture circuit. He has been on TV and radio many, many times. He has numerous print and internet articles out there. He is currently a professor at the History Department of Florida Atlantic University. He has a blog, which is called The Progressive Professor. So our guest again today, hopefully to talk about his book later, but first to talk about the 2016 elections, is Professor Ronald L. Feynman. Professor, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you very much for inviting me for the third time.
Okay, you know, three strikes and you're out, they say. Only kidding. Today we're going to have a lot of time, and I certainly want to pay some attention to your book and get into all of the various things that little-known facts. When you talk about presidential assassinations, people think about Lincoln, about Garfield, about McKinley, about JFK, and in our lifetimes, the attempt on Ronald Reagan, the attempt on President Ford. But there's so many more incidents that aren't secret, but are not well-known. And we're going to get to that in the bottom half of the show. I want to break up our political discussion into basically three parts. Well, first, to talk about what happened last Tuesday. I want to go through the Republicans first, then the Democrats. Then I want to go into what might happen next Tuesday, first with the Republicans, then the Democrats, and then go into just general ideas about where this crazy, crazy election year is going. So, what do you think, Professor Feynman, what do you think is the significance for the Republicans in reference to last Tuesday, Donald Trump won in Mississippi, Michigan, and Ohio? Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii. Ted Cruz won Idaho, and the others won nothing. So what do you think just about those results? Where does that put people?
Well, I think definitely it puts, on life support puts, Marco Rubio. I think if he does not win Florida, and it looks like he's not going to based on polls, that he's dead in the water. However, with Bernie Sanders surprising everybody and the polls going against him, and yet he won Michigan, who knows what's going to happen? But I think if Rubio does not survive Florida, he is done, and I do not think he will survive Florida, honestly.
I've been watching. I'm a news junkie, and I just keep. I can't keep my eyes off the TV, even though it's starting to get very annoying, a little bit repetitious. But it looks like Rubio is in a real quandary, because I know deep in his heart, it seems like he feels he could win Florida, but the polls are not stacking up that way. I think it would be a great embarrassment and a setback to his political career for the future if he should go out there full force and get smacked around by Donald Trump.
I think that's true, and I think that he might, after tonight, reconsider, depending on how he performs and how the media see him performing in tonight's debate in Miami. If he does not, if he's not judged as doing well, he might decide to drop out before it in order to save his career. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight.
Professor, that music means we're going for a break, and we'll be right back.
now with Fox News commentary. Here's Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes on 1460 WVOX.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
400 soldiers at Fort Benning in Georgia had to attend a white privilege briefing. The soldiers were lectured on white racism and how all of us Caucasian straight guys have it easy. I just don't know how they find time to learn how to shoot guns and kill the enemy. Right now, it seems the Pentagon's too busy disparaging all of us crackers, although I prefer to call myself a saltine American. The military claims the presentation was not officially sanctioned, which raises even more questions. How many other training officers have gone rogue? Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton was right when he called the presentation raw racist indoctrination. He accused the Obama administration of undermining the morale of our military with morally repugnant equal opportunity training. And yet it's another example of why the 2016 presidential election is so important. Don't mess this one up, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
Dry cleaning. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have a real thing about this, and I've been telling you for years that when it comes to custom quality dry cleaning, you know, where you get your clothes back in perfect shape without that awful chemical cleaning smell, there's only really one dry cleaner that I know of in all of Westchester you can always count on. Scott Solomon Solo Clean. It's on the Post Road in Mamaroneck, New York. So if you want your valuable clothes returned in like new, pristine condition without that awful commercial cleaning smell, please try Solo Clean. The cost for their professional custom handling is really, incidentally, really the same you're probably paying right now. Solo Clean in Mamaroneck, New York on the Post Road. They're the best dry cleaner in Westchester. I'll go up against anybody on that claim.
Wikimedia's WVOX is very proud of the relationship we have with churches in Westchester and the Bronx. Some of those churches have been with us for over 40 years, spreading the good news of the gospel to listeners all over the metropolitan area. To encourage those who preach the word, WVOX has for years set aside valuable one-hour time slots on Saturday and Sunday at our very reasonable and greatly discounted local religious rates. To learn more about how this unique station, one of the most honored in the country, can amplify the magnificent voice of your pastor and news about your own congregation, call David O'Shaughnessy, our executive vice president at our Westchester headquarters, 914-235-3279. All denominations of worship may qualify for WVOX's special religious rates. To amplify the voice of your pastor, call David O'Shaughnessy during the week at 914-235-3279 or email david at wvox.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, be ready. For the first time in New York, this new show, The Seer, with Prophet Zogo. Every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m., and Saturday 6:30 p.m. Your life will never ever be the same. So listen to The Seer. Every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., Wednesday 5:30 p.m., and Saturday 6:30 p.m. Here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, your life will never ever be the same.
This is Jen Graziano of Zion Memorial Chapel and Cox and Graziano Funeral Homes. Every Wednesday at noon, I am here to talk with the WVOX listeners about subjects we all need to know and think about. Time to Talk, every Wednesday at noon, we'll have our lines open for you to call and ask questions about what families should know at very sensitive times of life. So tune in at noon on Wednesdays, and let's take the time to talk.
With this business news at 20 past the hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on 1460 WVOX.
From the Fox Business Network, Yahoo is adding two independent directors to its board. The internet company is facing pressure from shareholders. CEO Marissa Meyer has failed to boost sales, and Yahoo wound up scrapping a deal to spin off its $26 billion stake in Alibaba. Honda and GM may be teaming up. They're reportedly in talks to manufacture fuel cells. The automakers are relying more on fuel cells as they try to develop cars that are friendlier to the environment. And Porsche is reportedly getting ready to challenge Tesla with an all-electric sports car. Porsche has been considering bids from Panasonic and Robert Bosch for a long-range battery. The job market remains strong. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits fell to its lowest level in 5 months last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Call Judy Fremont or David O'Shaughnessy now to take advantage of WVOX's new and altogether unique standing as Westchester's only remaining local radio voice.
In color to thrill you as never before.
Advertisers can now reach more concerned, involved, and active upscale listeners with our increased listenership now that other stations have bailed out and abandoned all local programming.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Now an even smarter radio advertising buy. WVOX and WVOX.com worldwide with still very reasonable and affordable advertising rates. Call Judy Fremont or David O. at 914-636-1460 for 60-second, 30-second, or full-hour program rates. 914-636-1460.
WVOX. Now on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, back to the Matthew Mary Show. You can join Matthew in the conversation now at 914-636-0110. Once again, distinguished criminal defense attorney Matthew J. Mary.
Welcome back to the Matthew Mary Show. This is Matthew J. Mary. Our guest today is Professor Ronald L. Feynman, also known as the Progressive Professor. His book is Assassinations, Threats, and the American Presidency. Professor, when we went to the break, we're talking about Marco Rubio, and I just can't help but to comment that Marco Rubio, at the beginning of this campaign, although he's a little green behind the ears, I like the way he was talking. He reminded me like of a young Republican JFK. JFK was probably the first president that I actually remember from beginning to end. And, you know, Marco Rubio started out intelligently smart. He was acting presidential. And then all of a sudden, he decided to get into the gutter with Donald Trump, to become a knife-wielding gutter fighter. And it just didn't work. He went down like a kite. What do you think?
Yes, it's very sad. And honestly, I want to tell you that on my blog on December 31st, projecting ahead, I predicted that Rubio would be the Republican nominee. And I guess I'm wrong the way it looks, unless he can miraculously come back. But I had Rubio for president and John Kasich for vice president. And I think John Kasich, also his future is on the line in Ohio, but it seems as if he probably will win Ohio. And I think he is, as far as the election, the most electable one of the three that of the three who would be left.
I would say, though, at this point, I don't think Rubio would even make the ticket as vice president. But, you know, no matter what, there seems to be forces, a conspiracy underway to disable Donald Trump from becoming the nominee of the Republican Party. But just looking at three people in the last week have come out to attack Donald Trump. And to me, the just three losers. I mean, I like Lindsey Graham. I love Lindsey Graham. I'm a I'm a political junkie. I watch the news every day. I've been following Lindsey Graham for as long as I can remember. But he just fizzed out in this campaign, as did Carly Fiorina. And Mitt Romney, he's a two-time loser. So these three people come out swinging against Donald Trump last week. Does what they say matter?
Honestly, I don't think very much. The establishment has been kicked around, and they are seen, not Carly maybe, but the other two are seen as part of the establishment. Now, Carly Fiorina, I am a little surprised after her criticisms of Cruz. Of course, in debates, people do attack each other. I think she's fishing to be the vice presidential running mate with Cruz.
Well, she certainly had her moments with Cruz and had her moments against Donald Trump, but it seems that the history of Donald Trump's success is that every knock against him seems to boost his campaign. And as we go into next week's events in Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina, here's the delegate lineup as of right now. Donald Trump has 458. Ted Cruz, surprisingly, is not that far behind at 359, Marco Rubio, who's, you know, a lost cause, 151, and John Kasich, 54. Now, next Tuesday, you're going to have 99 delegates up in Florida, 66 in Ohio, 69 in Illinois, 52 in Missouri, and 72 in North Carolina. Sticking to the Republicans in next week's primaries, how do you foresee all of that coming out?
I tell you, being a prognosticator this year is very difficult. I would think that Florida is going to go to Trump. Ohio will go to Kasich. And I think if you know, Kasich seems to be rising in some polls. Now, again, you don't know if the polls are accurate because of what happened with Michigan and the Democrats. But I think there's a good chance that Kasich might do well in Illinois and in Missouri. He might. North Carolina, probably Trump would win. But if Kasich could win the Midwestern states, he's really a serious contender.
Professor, do you think that if Kasich does not win anything other than Ohio, is he still a viable candidate with just one, you know, being the favorite son of Ohio?
Well, first he has to win Ohio. If he wins Ohio, he might be, because Ohio is the crucial state for Republicans. Every Republican president who's been elected, of course, Gerald Ford wasn't elected, and he lost Ohio in 1976. But every other president who was elected as a Republican has won Ohio. It is the crucial state. We have like six Ohio presidents between 1868 and 1923. And I do think that if he does not win Ohio, he's done. If he wins Ohio, he could still be the establishment favorite to try to prevent Trump from having a majority of the delegates.
Now, Professor, when we talk about the establishment, I can't help but thinking to myself, you know, I like the Bushes, and I, at the beginning of this campaign, I have to confess, as far as the Republicans go, I like Jeb Bush, I like Lindsey Graham, I like Chris Christie, all establishment candidates who really went nowhere at all. And now it seems that you've got a Congress of losers massing against Donald Trump. I actually believe that this attempt by the establishment to deprive him of the nomination is going to backfire. I just don't see how they're going to pull it off. And I think they would be, well, I think after Tuesday, if Trump comes out on top, they would be well advised to just get behind Trump and go with the flow.
Well, I tell you, it could be a very tumultuous convention in Cleveland in July. It could be the most noteworthy convention since they're basically boring most of the time, since the 1968 Democratic Convention, which, of course, was absolutely tumultuous in Chicago. It could become very difficult. The only thing I will point out is conservatives. Let's forget Republicans now, establishment Republicans. Conservatives who are intellectuals or people who write for the National Review and the Weekly Standard hate Trump, and they are organizing, trying to prevent him and talking about a third party, indeed, if he is the Republican nominee. In either case, if there's a split, that guarantees the Democrats the victory.
I think when we get back, we'll finish off with the Republicans quickly and then go to the Democrats.